on in its development, there is speculation about the risk College Town posed. If it tanked, some worried, it would bring down surrounding neighborhoods with it. After all, the nation was still in the throes of the Great Recession. As it grew, extensive renovations of Gaines Street followed, changing the landscape of the street as well as the adjacent All Saints neighborhood.
Because of the relentlessness of that construction, it has been a net negative experience. I don't feel it has brought more people to the neighborhood.
And Rossi says renovations have not quite done what some had hoped.
I don't think the area has had a sufficient amount of time between massive construction projects to get a really clear perspective of any positive impact.
iHeart Mac and Cheese, a fast casual restaurant chain, opened its Gaines Street location last August. Stephanie Downer is the restaurant's general manager.
We have our own as far as like our food wise. Like, we don't serve any alcohols and we don't stay open like till like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. So I think that, you know, by serving mac and cheese, that puts us over the top above any other restaurant because we're small, we're friendly, we have a short staff, so like it's natural.
This differentiation from the larger restaurants and bars, she said, is what will help them carve out a future in the area.
We're not going to go anywhere. This is our landmark.
Businesses, especially clothing stores, they've had a harder time in College Town and a higher rate of turnover. On top of that, there's a noticeable amount of empty retail spaces, as well as gaps between sections of sidewalk, making some parts of the area less walkable than expected. But according to Andy Miller, president of FSU Boosters, most of the retail turnover is behind them.
Well, you find that a lot in retail, just the nature of the beast. Our development partner is building the Indigo Hotel right next to us. That will, in essence, support the retailers. Most of the stuff that we turned over early.
Miller also says that making College Town more pedestrian-friendly is a goal in the near future.
We would like to close down Madison Street and make it pedestrian. Not all the time, at least on weekends.
On the money side of things, College Town seems to be doing well. Since its opening, the district has generated over $3.2 million in tax revenue to Leon County. And 7 years in, it doesn't show signs of stopping. I'm Victoria Dominguez.